Because, Ginny, also this week has surfaced some new evidence on why bee numbers might actually be nosediving the way they are.
Yes, well, this paper suggested that honey may actually be protective for the bees that produce it, and the replacement food that's often given to farmed bees may have a role to play in this drop in the bee population. So there have been lots of ideas about why the bees are declining. One of them's to do with things like the pesticides that Laura was talking about. Other people suggest it's infection by pathogens. But this new paper published in PNAS suggests it may be down to the food they're eating. So normally, bees collect pollen and nectar from flowers and they use that to produce honey. But when food's scarce, or to save money, or because they want the honey, beekeepers sometimes substitute sugar syrup for this honey. So the bees eat the sugar syrup and it's nutritionally similar. But Mayo and colleagues from the University of Illinois have shown that it actually lacks components that may be vital for the bees' survival.
Oh, really? So what did they do?
Well, they managed to extract four components from this honey, and they found that three of them increase the activation of a family of genes. Now, these genes are called cytochrome P450 oxygenases, and they're responsible for detoxifying pesticides and also metabolising other plant chemicals in the bee diet, including honey flavonoids. So without them, it's really much harder for the bees to deal with any pesticides and poisons that they come across in the natural world.
I see where you're going. So by replacing the bees' natural food source, the honey, with this sugar syrup that doesn't have these chemicals that are in the honey, the bees don't have this stimulus to make these detoxification enzymes, or at least to the same level as they would do normally, which means they might be becoming more vulnerable to the sorts of things that you were talking about, Laura.
Absolutely, and I think this is one of the things that we really need to be aware of, is that no one really understands colony collapse disorder, which is what we call this drop in bee numbers, and it's probably actually a huge mix of different variables, so it's going to be very hard to try and untangle what's going on.
Yeah, well, what was really interesting was it actually wasn't just detoxification that these genes encode. It's also a protein that has antibacterial properties. So not having this honey has a several-fold effect, that they're not able to deal with poisons, they're less able to deal with microbes, and they might even be less able to digest their food. So it's really not having a good effect on these bees, feeding them sugar syrup.
So what's the answer then? Supplements for bees? Do we need sort of bee vitamins? Ba-boom.
Vitamin bees.
Well, possibly. I mean, if we are going to keep taking their honey, we need to at least make sure that they have these compounds, these components that make them produce the chemicals to deal with anything that we're putting into the environment that they can't otherwise deal with.